Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, January 5th. Happy New Year, everybody. And we're looking forward to a great 2019, as always. You can get the Key Races and Bets blog, which is the written version of the podcast, free at amwager.com. Go to amwager.com, click on Handicapping and Ella Starr's blog. Amwager, kind enough to sponsor the podcast and the blog, and also a great betting site. If you're not betting with Amwager and eligible to do so in one of the many states where they can have customers, please check it out. Great rewards and great tools. We're going to start this first Key Races podcast and blog of the year with the Ginger Brew Stakes Race 5 at Gulfstream Park, post 205 Eastern. And I'm going to start with a nice price in What a Beaut, who won her only race 4 weeks ago at this identical 7.5-furlong trip on turf at Gulfstream. All eight here who are entered for turf, as one entered main track only, are newly turned 3-year-old fillies, all about the same. And What a Beaut opens at 12-1 because she's only run once. She's the most lightly raced horse in the field, but that doesn't mean she can't win, because she showed a lot of maturity when establishing good early position in third in the early stages, 5 lengths off the leader, and getting up to win by a neck in a field of 12. Paco Lopez rides back, and vast improvement is possible off the experience of a race, as well as the 90 Equibase speed figure earned in her debut is the same as the favorite Pivotina earned in her U.S. debut in September, and not that far from 96 earned Pivotina when third in the Jimmy Durante Stakes in the most recent start, which is why she's the favorite. But the fact that What a Beaut can improve provides more reasons to believe What a Beaut can win this year's Ginger Brew. Beechwood Ella is the other main contender for betting purposes here, making her U.S. debut third career start. She imported from Europe in November, has put in 6 local works for Bean Cone. She gets blinkers and Lasix. And Bean Cone has won with imports in similar spots, actually one of them with Moran the saddle as today. Beechwood Ella earned the equivalent of a 92 Equibase speed figure in her second start, so fits on all counts. Pivotina, Boxwood, and Fortunate Girl all can contend and could be used in exactas and trifectas, but none is a standout by any means. In the Ginger Brew Stakes, Race 5 at Gulfstream, post 2:05 p.m. Eastern on Saturday, January 5th. Bet What a Beaut and Beechwood Ella to win at odds of 7-2 or more. Add a place bet on What a Beaut if 5-1 or higher. When making multiple win bets, always use a dutching tool to do the work. It helps you allocate your wagering dollars for the best edge. You can choose whether you want to put in the amount of money you want to bet or the amount you want to win, and the calculation is done for you based on the odds. And Amwager has one for free among many other tools you can use. In the Ginger Brew Stakes, the exacta is going to be What a Beaut and a Beechwood Ella over What a Beaut, Beechwood Ella, Pivotina, Boxwood, and Fortunate Girl. And then play the reverse of that as well because of the nice odds on What a Beaut and Beechwood Ella. And that exacta is going to be What a Beaut, Beechwood Ella, Pivotina, Boxwood, and Fortunate Girl over What a Beaut and Beechwood Ella. Play a 50-cent pick 3 starting in Race 5 at Gulfstream, and that's going to be What a Beaut and Beechwood Ella in Race 5 with all in Race 6 with Fancy Dress Party in Race 7. Moving on to Race 7, the Wheat Between race is not a stakes, and it's a wide open race, so we're going to skip it. Moving on to Race 7, which is the Glitter Woman Stakes. Race 7 at Gulfstream, post 3:08 Eastern. And Fancy Dress Party is going to be a low odds overlay here. Pretty much a standout in this restricted stakes, having won impressively her debut last fall at Keelan when rallying from 7th of 10, drawing away powerfully. Then proving that to be no fluke when drawing off to a 2.25 length win near the end of November at Churchill in a field of 10. She's been working at Tampa, and I imagine her trainer Ben Colebrook sees this restricted stakes spot as not much different than a second level allowance race. That's why he shipped her into Gulfstream, and better still, he gets lean jockey Saez to ride. The logical choice for the runner-up spot is Brunette Princess, who who has never been worse than second in three races and who gets John Velasquez to ride. In the Glitter Woman, race 7 at Gulfstream, post 3:08 Eastern on Saturday. January 5th, bet Fancy Dress Party as a low odds overlay win bet at 8-5 or more. Playing Exacta, Fancy Dress Party over Brunette Princess, and then box the Exacta of Fancy Dress Party and Brunette Princess. Pick 3 starting in race 7, two of them here. Just 50 cent pick 3s. Maybe we'll get lucky with some wide open race that all but in the next race. In race 7, Fancy Dress Party, all in race 8, and Moon Colony and Bourbon in May in race 9. And then play a second ticket, 50 cent pick 3 starting in race 7 at Gulfstream. Fancy Dress Party in race 7, all in race 8, Royal Urn, Moon Colony, Bourbon in May, Dakota's Dude, and Henley's Joy in race 9. Moving on to race 9, that is the Kitten's Joy Stakes. First time, 4:10 Eastern. And Bourbon in May opens at 10-1. Although the morning line probably won't hold up because Pletcher trains and leading jockey Saez rides, she still will be underbet relative to her probability and a great play. Bourbon in May debuted at 5.5 furlongs on the turf last fall at Keeneland and finished well for second in a field of 10, then improved nicely to win by a pair of lengths in a field of 12 on the Gulfstream turf at this 7.5 furlong trip. Saez was up for that race and rides back, and the colt is bred to be something pretty special, so should continue to improve. The reason Bourbon in May's odds will likely remain high is Henley's Joy opens at 3-5, and that's just a bad morning line. I don't know why the morning line maker thought that was right, because it's not going to be 3-5. He won the Pulpit Stakes over the track on December 8th, went to post at 6-5 that day, earned a 93 equibase figure, no better than the 93 Bourbon in May earned in her debut, his debut, and that figure tied for the best figure any horse in the field. These are three-year-olds, just turned three, and anybody can improve, so Henley's Joy is no standout, even though he is a contender. Moon Colony has won his last two turf routes in October and at the end of November. He ran poorly on dirt in between the twins, but that effort is irrelevant because it was on dirt. Jose Ortiz takes the mount, and the maiden win earned a 92 figure, nearly on par with the best figures of Bourbon in May and Henley's Joy. So Moon Colony opens at 8-1, deserves a lot of respect, as much as Bourbon in May, when considering which horses we want to bet in this race. I wouldn't talk anybody out of any horse in the field, given the fact that if Henley Joy goes to post as a prohibitive favorite, there's going to be some value on others. So if you'd like another horse in the race, bet it. But for me, in the 9th race at Gulfstream on Saturday, January 5th, post 4:10, the Kitten's Joy Stakes, bet Bourbon in May and Moon Colony to win at 3-1 or more. Consider place bets on either or both if their odds are 5-1 or higher. And don't forget, when making multiple win bets, always try and use a Dutching tool to help you maximize your profit. Free at amwager.com. The sponsors of this podcast, where you can also get the blog at amwager.com. Click on Handicapping and Ella Starr's blog. Exacta, Bourbon in May and Moon Colony over all. Moving on to the last race on the first Key Races and Bets podcast of 2019. This will be the Sham Stakes. Race 9 at Santa Anita Post, 7:04 Eastern, 4:04 Pacific. And I think Sueno can post the upset here based on the way he took the two turns last month winning the Gold Rush Stakes. Having been away for the races for 3 months, Sueno maturely rallied from 5th to draw off late, earned a career-best 95 equibase figure. Although the Gold Rush was run on the all-weather track at Golden Gate, Sueno proved capable of dirt prior to that with a 4 3/4 length win in a field of 10. Kent DeSormo gets the mount for the first time on Sueno, and that's a really positive sign as the stats race lens angle of when a horse trained by Keith DeSormo gets a jockey change to Kent. This goes back 3 years. 25% wins on 72 starters, not a small sample at all, and a 25% profit. The Dams produced 4 other horses besides Sueno. All 4 are dirt route winners. More reasons to suggest Sueno can improve nicely off his first route win post the upset in the Sham. Gunmetal Gray won his 2-turn debut in August by nearly 7, followed up with a career-best 100 equibase figure when second to 4.5 length winner Game Winner in the American Pharoah. Game Winner, of course, came back to win the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. Gunmetal Gray gets Mike Smith coming off a 2-month layoff, has experience in stakes and two turns that some of the others lack, including the favorite Coliseum, who I'll get to in a second. As such, if Gunmetal Grey can logically improve off his American Pharoah effort and rebound from his Breeders' Cup effort, he's got a decent shot. Grey Magician broke his maiden impressively in his most recent race by 9.5 lengths, but facing stakes competition could be a whole different matter. However, he did get a 98 figure winning at the mile trip following 2 months off, so can improve, and that would put him right in the thick of it. He has excellent breeding, as his half-brother Lombo won the 2018 Robert B. Lewis Stakes, which will be run next month this year, a Derby prep at Santa Anita. And Grey Magician also showed a lot of maturity in his most recent race, rallying from third, 5 back, to win by nearly 10. Coliseum's interesting. I got to mention him because he's going to be the heavy favorite based on his easy 6th 3/4 length win. But that was his only race, a maiden race. He led from start to finish, earned a 104 figure. The style may be problematic here because Savagery puts blinkers back and will likely be sent to the front. Coliseum does have history, of course, because he's a Baffert trainee. Baffert has won 33% of the time, 14 for 42, when starting a horse off a debut maiden win in the stakes over the last 5 years, including Midnight Hawk in this Sham Stakes back in 2014. In the Sham Stakes, race 9 at Santa Anita on Saturday, January 5th, post 7:04 Eastern, 4:04 Pacific. Bet Sueno to win at 3-1 or more, adding a place bet at 5-1 or more. Optionally, or in addition, you could play an exacta, which is a dollar even, Sueno over all and all over Sueno. And the second exacta I like quite a bit, if I'm right about Coliseum being suspect here, and that's going to be Grey Magician and Gunmetal Grey over Sueno, Grey Magician, Savagery, East Shot, and Much Better. Grey Magician and Gunmetal Grey over Sueno, Grey Magician, Savagery, East Shot, and Much Better. Trying to beat Coliseum here completely. I want to thank you so much for listening to today's January 5th Key Races and Bets podcast. Don't forget to check out the written version at amwager.com. Click on Handicapping, Yellow Stars blog. And while you're there, check out Amwager and see all the great things they have for the handicapper and better. Talk to you next week, and good luck.